Hi there, it's Marianne here with three reasons why it's a pretty smart idea to start small. Now, the first one is a really simple one, going down the wrong path. So to illustrate this, I had someone email me with a dilemma. Lana emailed me and said that she had spent several thousand dollars and spent several months going back and forth with designers on a logo. And now it's done, she doesn't want it anymore. The brand, the look, the logo, none of this represents her or where she needs to go. The problem is she's now in a quandary because her friends all think she has a successful business. Like, she has the logo, she has the website, but she's not making any money. Problem is she's now spent several thousand dollars in several months and she doesn't feel she can change it. Now, if you put yourself in Lana's position, if you just spent several thousand dollars, would you dump what you'd created? I mean, you probably wouldn't want to. And the mistake Lana made was a pretty simple one. She assumed the business she had in her head when she started out would actually be the business she ended up running. And as I say throughout the book, that simply isn't what happens. Because until you're on the ground, it's really hard to know, A, what it will really be like, and B, all those little subtleties that are going to make such a huge difference to your path. So if you put yourself out there and put a brand out there and say, this is what I'm about, this is what my business is about, then you're going to find yourself in a pretty difficult situation not long down the line, because you're going to change your mind about what you really have to say or what is the best way to present it. And that's not because you've made a mistake. It's simply because, as I say throughout the book, planning without being on the ground is just a form of guessing. So how do we handle things in free range land? Well, simply start small. Because when we start small, we have flexibility. And we have flexibility, we can learn, we can grow, we can get better outcomes. And had Lana done that, she'd have been able to do what really mattered, focused on learning by doing, getting the clients, getting the customers, used a couple of days of her time and some of the resources we share in the Start for Under $100 resource pack to create the minimum viable product. That meant she wasn't holding herself back, but she wasn't trying to sort of hide underneath a big fancy brand. And this is such a huge and important point, because when we look out there right now at the people who are thriving, the people who are really taking off, and we can see the after picture so clearly, we see the brand they have today, and we can tell ourselves, that's what I need in order to start, right? But the problem is that's based on a false assumption. That is based on the idea that the thing we see today is the reason they are a success. But I can guarantee you, you go up to that person who is absolutely killing it in the industry that you're moving into, and you ask them, hey, what was your first brand like? What was your first branding like? What was the thing that you started with? And they will not say it was this big grand thing. They will say it was really simple. Actually, I kind of cringe at it now because I didn't know the things, or because I was actually going out and doing the work on the ground. And that is not a mistake. The ones that tried to get it all right from day one, they aren't around to tell the tale. I'm not just saying that. I've seen it time and time and time again. Starting small is not a compromise. Starting small is echoing how people who make it and have the brands you see today actually got started in the first place. So use the resources in the book and use this very good reason to start in that way for yourself as well. Now, the second reason to start small is to keep you agile. Now, this is obviously very much related to the first point, but it's a longer term point. It's that if you set yourself up with really expensive structures, then you lose one of the biggest benefits of being free range, which is that it's much harder to flex. So even as you do grow, remember that bigger is not necessarily better. And that's something that more and more startups are realizing these days, is that it used to be that used to be all about the big, tall buildings and the infrastructure that make you look successful. The thing is, now it's about the people who are able to move with a fast-changing market. And there are lots of ways to come up with, you know, a very professional and fantastic looking business, but still maintain the ability to edit things fast and well and to move fast and well. It's nice when we build up these expensive structures on top of what we do from day one, when we haven't had a chance to learn on the ground for ourselves about what is really needed. We end up building up all these layers and maybe trusting people who essentially want to, tie you into, say, their system that you didn't need. And you can end up paying the price for that over a very long time. So this is why, again, it's a good idea to start with the simple resources we're sharing here, or simple resources you may be picking up around you, and really start in a way that will let you flex and let you grow and you'll appreciate over the long term. Now, the third benefit of starting small is that you actually start. So a really common thing that happens when I see people who want to do their own thing is that they'll have an idea for a business and it feels super exciting. But then they go, okay, I've got to start planning. If it's the one, I have to get it right. So I'm not going to skimp on it. I'm going to have the biggest website, the best branding. And the next step is to say, oh, hold on a sec. Maybe people won't want that. There's other people out there doing it. I should do some more research. And then the next step is, oh, wow, now it's got really huge. It's got bigger and bigger. And I don't think I can start. I don't think it will work. I've now seen all these complexities the more and more I look at it. And that's how we work ourselves up into having these ideas and making into this big thing and then starting to like do some desk research or online research. And then we don't start. Is that even slightly familiar? Because this happens on repeat. I definitely find it familiar, by the way. The result is a lot of dead ideas with nothing started. But if you remove that, say, that big money commitment and you start your business, for the cost of a few nights out, if you test it in 2 weeks using the resources in the book, then you're far more likely to get the right information and to get momentum and to start out in ways that will benefit you long term and to actually start. And those are three very good reasons to start small and to start now.